Ohio, amen. Now, we are thankful that we get to gather together in the name of the Lord, amen. Because the Bible says where two or three gather in his name, there he is in the midst of us, amen. And we know that that's the most important thing in our lives, to make sure that the presence of God is a part of who we are, amen. And make sure that his presence is a part of our life. So this morning, we're just so thankful for that, that we're just going to join together and worship him and be thankful that we get to say that he is our God. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we begin to start worship this morning, we just want to tell you that this song we're doing, House of the Lord, our main campus is doing it in Bakken's, our campus in Urbana is doing it, and we just wanted to start this song this morning just as a representation of the body of Christ and in unity. As we are together this morning, right? We're to sojourn together, right? So let there be joy in the house of the Lord, and let's sing it in unity, and know that your fellow church members this morning are all starting with this song, and we are all joining together to sing this. So let's begin and have joy this morning.
Shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise.
Come on, we're going to sing this again. If nothing else excites you this morning, the fact that you're forgiven and accepted and you're saved and going to heaven should excite you this morning.
Cause we were the beggars and now we're royalty. We were the prisoners and now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house and the Lord sing praise. Cause we were the beggars, and now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, 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 we shout out your praise.
Give him a shout of praise. Can you clap a praise this morning?
Spirit, when you're moving, make my heart melt.
I am not done writing your story. I am not, it's not over. I have only just begun.
My first time being up here, and I just want to say thank you. Thanks to everyone that has prayed for my family, and I just want to give a praise report. In 2021, 12 midnight, beginning of the new year, I sang this song because my son was in his bedroom, very sick. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew something was terribly wrong. He wouldn't go into the hospital. On January 3rd, he collapsed, and that's when I called 911. The night before, on January 2nd, I said, Lord, what do I do? And all I heard was hospital, go lay with him. So we laid in his bed, saying scripture after scripture for healing. That morning at 6:20 on January 3rd is when I called 911 and the ambulance came and took him. Today, after 2 years of being in and out of the hospitals and a nursing home for the last year and a half, being told that my son was not going to survive, I'm here to say that today he is moving out of the nursing home and living on his own.
Right where we are, and you know exactly where each person is. Lord, you are so good.
If the altar's where you meet us, take me there, take me there. If what you need is just an offering, it's right here. My life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify. You take whatever you just an offering. I'm right here. My life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you.
Victory. Defender, you're my prince. Yeah.
need to find rest in His hiding place. There's strength there. There's peace. There's love. There's answers. Some of you are seeking something, an answer from the Lord. But we're too busy to be quiet, that we can't hear what He's saying. You just need to rest in His presence. He needs to be that hiding place, that rock, that firm rock that you are hiding behind. In His presence, there's joy. I don't know, I just keep hearing that this morning. In His presence, there's joy. Anxiety has to leave. Fear has to leave. Come on, some of you are just sitting in broken pieces. That's okay, but He'll put them back together. He'll put them back together. He'll put them back together. Come on, there's been times that I've been completely broken. But He puts them back together. And He makes something so beautiful. You know, when I cook, the only way to get that egg is to crack that shell. But it makes something beautiful. A cake, bacon and eggs. I promise you there's joy in His presence. There's peace. That's what the Word of God says. And we know His promises are yes and amen. His promises that you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. His promises that your family will be healed. Your family will be saved. That you will be whole. He creates in you a clean heart this morning. Come on, all those are promises of God. And if you don't spend time with Him, you don't know them. And when I thought I lost me, you know where I left me. You reintroduced me to your love. You picked up all my pieces, put me back together. You were the defender of my heart. And when picked up all my pieces, put me back together. You are the defender of my heart. Sing that again. And when I thought I lost me, you know where I left me. You reintroduced me to your love. You picked up all my pieces. will just bow down. I'm just gonna stay still. Come on, let's just stay still for a minute this morning. She did what he told her to do. She went and laid in his bed and prayed. Right? Your praise becomes your breakthrough. Come on, our song becomes our triumph this morning. Come on, and when we worship, that's our warfare. There's nothing that the enemy can do when you're obedient, when you're praising, when you're praying. So this morning, I want you to put before the Lord what you've been on your mind, what you've been thinking about, what you've been praying about. Because we're going to lift up our praise this morning. We're going to lift up our song. We're going to lift up our worship to the King of Kings, to the Creator, to the Healer. Come on, He still heals today. The Bible says that He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He still heals. He still sets free. He still delivers. He still loves you. No matter what has happened in the past. Come on, it could have been a rough morning getting ready for church. But He still loves you. He still has a plan for you. There's still a call on your life. So get past those thoughts that say it's over, it's finished. Because it's not. God has a plan for you. God has a promise that He's promised in your life. And today is your day. This year is your year. Come on, don't lose sight of what He told you. Don't lose sight of the dreams that He's put inside your heart. Don't lose sight of the calling that He said you were to do just because of a minor setback. Come on, we're going to praise this morning. We're going to sing. We're going to worship. My praise becomes my breakthrough. My song becomes my triumph. My worship is my warfare. My victory is in you. Come on, my praise.
excited.
Was such a big part of that, that with those beats, everybody moved in tandem and it went with that. And as I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, we've got our marching beat to go forward from here.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm glad you guys let me know. Sometimes I think my mouth is big enough that I don't even know if it's magnified or not through the box. Hey, I saw too many heads of agreement out there. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, good morning to each and every one of you. And man, I'm just glad to be in the presence of God this morning. Amen. And just rejoicing in all that he is and all that he does and what he has for us. Amen. He's a good and a mighty God, and he loves us, and he loves each and every one of you. And this morning, I just feel like the Lord is really just among us. His presence is just here lingering on us, and he just wants to bless us and touch us, and we're just going to be excited about his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. So the first thing we're going to do is go ahead and let those kiddos go to class this morning. Amen. So we're going to let them go out and be a part of what God has going on in Children's Church. And your kiddos definitely hear the Word of God in Children's Church, and they are definitely blessed. And we just want to do what the Lord wants us to do and be what the Lord wants us to be. Amen. Hallelujah. And this morning, I just want to make sure that we know that we have a men's meeting coming up on the 21st, and that's going to be at Victory Plaza, and that's going to be at 9 o'clock a.m. in the morning, so make sure that you're there for fellowship and a little dining together, and it's just going to be a time where we are before the Lord and just doing what we do as men, so it'll be a good time to be together. And I also wanted to let you know...
Praise the Lord. Jesus is good all the time. Amen. And so what I was going to say is that for those of you who ordered sweatshirts, they are in and available. So right after church, Jeannie, raise your hand. I want you to see that young lady right there, and she's going to lead you to the get your sweatshirts, and God's going to help us, and it's all going to be good. And we're just going to get through this moment here and just be where the Lord wants us to be. Hallelujah. And I don't know that I got any more as far as announcements go. Keep Pastor Regina up in your prayer, please,
because she's not here this morning. And so I just want you to keep her up in prayer. She loves each and every one of you. Amen. And She's got to be feeling 100% here because we have got to go on vacation. And so not this week, but next week, her and I will be on vacation. So we want you to know that we're going to have good services while we're on vacation. And we got some good preaching coming forward and some good leadership that's going to take place. So make sure that you're here for all that good stuff. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take up the offering this morning. And with the offering this morning, all I want to tell you is that each and every one of us should know why we give. Amen? Each and every one of us should know what the Bible says about tithing and offering and how much God loves us and how that because we give and we're faithful that the Lord will rebuke the devourer on our behalf. Amen? And that he'll open up the windows of heaven and that he will pour favor out on us so that we can be blessed. And God will limit what the enemy can do to try to come against us and be in opposition of us. And he will bring forth a blessing into your life. So this morning, I'm just going to pray over tithes and offerings and we're going to take those up. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray right now over tithes and offerings, Father, and the blessing that you put upon people's lives, Father, as they give and as they use their faith, Father, to see you move in their life, Father God. Lord, that you're the one that's watching, just like the widow woman that sowed her 2 mites, Father. It was you that saw it, and Jesus, it was you that brought recognition to it because you thought it was of value. So anything that we do, Father, you see it and you value it and you appreciate it and you take it and you do what you do supernaturally, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to take a few minutes to think about God, our creator. Amen. And that he's the God over all the universe that you can see. Amen. And that when it comes to the nations, he's not just the God of our nation. Amen. I want you to know that I am faithful and I'm glad to be an American and I'm glad to raise our flag and all of those kinds of things. But I want you to know that I have seen people saved under every flag and country that I've ever went to. Amen? And the thing that overrides all of our country and our loyalty to our liberty and our loyalty to be an American citizen, the only thing that overrides that is our loyalty to be children of the living God. Amen? And that our God is a loving, caring God, and he is up in heaven looking over all of humanity and all the world and all the earth. Amen? And that he is a God that loves us all and wants all people of all nations to be saved. Amen? And so sometimes when we look at what's unveiling in the world, we need to make sure that our eyes are bigger than just looking at what's going on in the world. Let's make sure that we keep our eyes on the kingdom of God and keep our eyes on the goodness of our Father in heaven. Amen? And that we just need to know that God is a good and loving, caring God and that we are the people who is in his heart. And this morning, we are in God's heart. Amen? And this morning, he's our God, and we are glad that he is, and we're glad that he loves us. And today, we're just going to look, and I just want to remind us that he's the God of the miraculous. Amen? And he's the God of the supernatural, and he's the God that can make all things come to pass and all things happen, and that he is working on our behalf. Amen? And it says right here in the book of Luke, chapter 13, that Jesus was in a synagogue and he was preaching on the Sabbath day. Amen. And it says in Luke 13, verse 10, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work, in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. And the Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead him away for watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? And when he was said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. You know, I just want us to take a few minutes and just think about this story here and think about this historical document of a woman getting healed. And I want you to take in consideration everything that we see going on here, from the fact that this woman was oppressed of the devil. Amen? I want each and every one of us to remember that oppression is from the enemy. Amen? And that we need to know that when it comes to sickness and disease, and when it comes to hurt, and when it comes to people being down and out, that that is the work of darkness. That's the work of Satan. And he has people bound up today because he has them bound in sickness, and he has them bound in the things that are hurting people. Amen? And it's Satan that we're coming against, and it's his work that we want to make sure is not operating in the lives of people. Amen? We also want to take note that this woman had this infirmity for 18 years. Amen? And I pray that none of us have to suffer anything for 18 years, but I also want you to know something, that just because something has been after you for a long time, and just because sometimes oppression and things take longer than what we are ever expecting them to. Regina gave a history this morning and a miracle testimony that started in 2021. Amen? So it's been almost 2 years, 2 years or better, since her son first got his attack that took him out and that they thought was going to be the end of his life. And so I want you to know something, that sometimes we need to make sure that we don't give up early in battles. Amen? We need to make sure that we don't give up just because the enemy has come against us, and that we don't give up when he has come against us and is hurting us. Amen? Because we need to make sure that we stand strong and long in the battle. Amen? Because sometimes the devil's going to come against us, and sometimes he's going to be oppressive towards us, and sometimes he can linger and be on us longer than we thought. But all we have to do is make sure that we keep coming back to the Lord. Amen? We got to keep coming back to the Lord no matter what, because he is the God of today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Amen? And he is the God that's going to heal us and set us free and keep us no matter what we got going on. And our God is a good, loving God that comes after us every day. Amen? I want you to know that the Bible says that his eyes is always on us. Amen? That he never sleeps nor slumbers. Amen? And that lets us know that God is always after us and always looking over us and always willing to be working on our behalf. Amen? I want you to know something, that just when you're sick, and sometimes when we're sick, it's so overwhelming that it overtakes us. And if we're not careful, we'll think that we're on our own. We'll think that we're by ourselves. But I want you to know something, that even when you are on your sick bed and you're feeling the worst, God is with you. Amen? God is with you, and his power has not left you. And I don't want the devil to be making you think that maybe something's wrong with you. Amen? I mean, that devil will sometimes come and try to twist us up in our thinking and try to make us think that God is not on our side. Amen? And I want you to know something. God is always on your side. Amen? God is never leaving us or forsaking us. Amen? I don't know how this woman handled it for 18 years being bent over, but I'm telling you that throughout that 18 years of hurt and being bowed over, that I'm sure she went through many questions and many doubts and many just days of discouragement, that she was not limited in what she could do with and for her family. Amen? And she was limited on what she could do But Jesus came, and immediately when he saw her, the first thing he had in his heart was to heal this woman. Amen? And it's pretty amazing because he didn't care about the traditions and the laws that they were trying to keep at that time, did he? Because they said that it wasn't that she couldn't be healed. They were just offended that she was healed on the Sabbath day. Amen? They said any other 6 days of the week, she can come and be healed, but not on the Sabbath day. Well, the Lord is just coming here and showing us that it doesn't matter what day it is, he's with us. Amen? And it doesn't matter what time of day it is. When we need God, we can reach out to him, and he's there for us. Amen? And our God is a loving and a caring God that will be there for us, and that he will open up the doors of heaven for us. Amen? I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to read another story, and I'm going to read this one just because I just want to remind us again that he is the God of the miraculous. Amen? He's the God of healing. He's the God of setting free. And Jesus was, that's what he was doing all the time he was here. And we're going to look in the book of Luke chapter 8, and it says that there was a demoniac that was in the land. And in Luke chapter 8, verse 26, it says, they arrived in the country of the Gadareans, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to the land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, and wore no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it into the city and in the county. And what I really wanted to get to was, then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. I want you to know something, that we see a story here where there was a man that was so crazy and so wild that he couldn't even stay dressed. Amen? And they had tied him down with fetters and chains before, and he had ripped them out and had went out and ended up being just in the woods there in the mountains region there, because nobody could keep him and that nobody could deal with him with the devil. But we find out that when Jesus comes along and enters this man's life, here he is seated in his right mind. Amen? And if we were in one of the other Gospels, it says that after this, the Lord sent him out and he wanted to know what he should do. And Jesus said, here, go forth and in my name tell people where you've been and who you are and tell them the good things that I have done for you. Amen? And so it lets us know that Jesus wants us to represent him, and it doesn't matter where we started off at in our life, Jesus believes in you, amen? And Jesus needs each and every one of us to be a people that are coming along in our life and in our salvation and in our pursuit of him to where we have a testimony to tell people, amen? Each and every one of us has a story to tell, and the Lord wants us to tell our story and to tell it so that people can be saved and set free, amen? And Jesus wants each of us to be working with him in the lives of others. Amen? And we're going to see here that I just want to keep the thought of our miraculous God and what he can do alive in our spirit and in our heart this morning, because he is the God of the miraculous. Amen? He's the God of unlimits and the God of possibilities. And I want you to know that everything is possible with God. Amen? Remember, we read last week how it says that all of our prayers, you know, whatever we pray, believing, he hears them and they're going to be done. Amen. And I just want us to get our minds around that for 2023, that this is a year that if you can believe, God's ready for you to receive. Amen. I believe that. I really believe that many of us who have been through some hard times and difficult times, especially in 2022, I believe that this is a year that God is really looking out for you and really looking out to bring things to pass on your behalf. Amen? I believe that. I believe that this is a year where God is going to move in everything that you have and everything that you are, and he's going to help you get through some things and bring some things to pass. And it says right here in James 5:14, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray for over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. I want you to know this morning that the prayer of faith will save the sick. Amen? And I want you to know that I believe the prayer of faith will save the sick and do many other things. Amen? Because the Lord says it will. Amen? He says, if you ask anything in prayer believing, you shall receive it. And I want you to know something, that God is working on our behalf and is willing to work on your behalf. Amen? He's willing to help you right where you're at, and he's willing to be a part of any situation that you have going on. Amen? You know, I just really felt today that as I was praying, that the Lord really wanted me to reiterate to each and every one of you that he knows each and every one of you are different. Amen? And he knows that each and every one of us has things going on. Amen? He knows that each and every one of us has challenges that we're facing. And I want you to know something, that I don't want you to feel like you're alone on your challenge. Amen? Because God is with you and he knows right where you're at. Amen? And he's willing to help you in every situation and bring you through every situation. Amen? So this morning, I really, really want us to really be putting ourselves before the Lord and really be putting the things of faith before the Lord and letting him know what's on our heart and what's in our heart. Amen? You know, it says in 3 John verse 1 and 2, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Amen? So I want you to know something, that the Lord desires for you to prosper. Amen? The Lord desires for you to be better off today than you were yesterday. Amen? He desires for you to find a way in this life where you are successful. And I don't mean successful in the world's eyes, but I mean successful in his eyes. Amen? And I mean that he wants you to prosper and be in health. And that means that he expects you to be healthy. And when you're not healthy, you can lean on him for his strength. Amen? Because he says, by my stripes, you were healed. Amen? Which means that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen? And it means that we're supposed to walk in this life in a place of authority. Amen? Doesn't mean that sickness isn't going to come and knock on our door, because it's definitely going to knock on our door. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen? And that tribulation will be faced on this earth. Amen? We're going to have tribulations, and we're going to have times where it's going to be tough, and we're going to have times where things are coming our way. But that's also when we are ready to lean into the Lord. Amen? And when we lean into the Lord, he's going to help us. Amen? He's going to help us in a great way, because he is that kind of God that helps us. Amen? So, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. How is your soul going to prosper? By being in the Word of God. Amen? By being in prayer. Amen? By even fasting. Amen? Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Boy, that's a word we don't like to hear too often. Amen? But seriously, our soul is going to prosper by the word of God. Amen? Because the Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? So we need to make sure that we're a people that are pursuing God and pursuing his word. Amen? The Bible says that let a double-minded man not think that he receives anything of God. Amen? And the only way to make sure we're not double-minded is to make sure that we're replacing the thoughts of this world with the thoughts of God, And the way to do that is to make sure that we're in the Bible. Amen. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. Amen. The Bible says that we're supposed to be workmen. Amen. That we're supposed to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. And that means that each and every one of us are accountable to get into the Word of God. Amen. And then the Word of God is accountable to change us. Amen. Because the Bible says that the Word of God is spirit and life. Amen. So I want you to know something, that if you're falling short in life, it's because you need more of the Word in you. Amen. Because when the Word comes into us, that Word is able to help change us and grow us into who God wants us to be. Amen. And the Lord is wanting us to be changed and grown into the fullness of who He has for us and the fullness of what God wants for us. Amen. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you to make sure that the Word of God is key in your life. Amen. And I want to make sure that you actually get scriptures in your heart, because the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. And so we want to make sure that what the abundance of our heart is the Word of God. Amen. Because if the Word of God is in the abundance of our heart, then that's what's going to be speaking out of our mouth. Amen. And if we got the Word coming out of our mouth, then we got life coming out of our mouth. Amen. And if we got life coming out of it, go ahead and clap. Amen. If we got life coming out of our mouth, then we got something the Lord can work with. Amen. I want to remind you that the Lord says, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. And the Bible also says that you only have not because you ask not. Amen. And that the Bible also says that when you do ask, you ask amiss. Well, why do we ask amiss? Because of the lack of the Word. A lack of the Word in our heart. Amen. And so we've got to make sure that we're taking the time to do the due diligence of putting the Word of God in our heart, so that we can always have a Word for God coming out of us. Amen. And when we have a Word of God coming out of us, then we have God coming into us. Amen. And when God is coming into us, then anything's able to be changed. Amen. And anything's able to be redirected and made certain that God is with us. Amen. I want to just remind you of something that the Bible says here in Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, 1. It says, And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of these 12 disciples, apostles, were these. I want you to see something. That there's another scripture that says that the Lord appointed another 70 to go out and about. Amen. And so what I want you to know is that the Lord has appointed you now in this time. Amen. When he gave you the assignment to be brand new creatures. Amen. He gave you the assignment to be a reconciler of him. Amen. And he gave us the assignment to be an ambassador. Amen. And so that means that for each and every one of us, we have in us the ability to see God move. Amen. And we have in us the ability to ask in his name and see things get done. Amen. I want you to know that each and every one of you have in you the power of God to make things come to pass. Amen. And you have in you the power of God to see things happen in a new and a better way for this year. Amen. And God has in you the power of God to keep your life straight and to keep your life on track. Amen. And I want you to know something, that each and every one of us has the ability to have victory in Jesus. Amen. And each and every one of us have a right to have victory in Jesus. Amen. And each and every one of us are called to come up to a higher level. Amen. The Bible says that we are changed from glory to glory. Amen. And that means that each day in your life and each time in your life, that you have a chance to grow into the next thing that God has for you. Amen. We're changed from glory to glory. That means that we should see God's goodness, but then we should be changed enough to grow in God's goodness again. Amen. And that we should grow up in this thing called life. Amen. And we should grow up in this thing called Jesus. Amen. And we should be people that are growing each and every day and seeing newness of God and the goodness of God in the land of the living. Amen. I just want each and every one of us this year to be blessed of the Lord. Amen. And I just want to remind us that this woman suffered 18 years. Now, I don't know why she suffered 18 years. I don't know how long she was in the synagogue. If she was in the synagogue all those 18 years, thank God she was. Amen. What a faithful woman. Amen. Thank God. I don't know if she was there and that was her first Sunday in the synagogue. The Bible doesn't tell us, does it? The Bible just tells us she was bound for 18 years. Doesn't tell us how long she was in the synagogue. Doesn't tell us if she was a faithful believer. I believe she was, but it doesn't necessarily say that this was what she did every Sabbath, was come to the synagogue. But we do know that on the day that Jesus was there, she was there. Amen. And what I want you to know is that what's most important today is that you're here and the Lord is here. Amen. And you're here and the Lord is here. Amen. And that's what's most important, is because today is your day. Amen. Today is your day that anything you need healing of and anything you need a miracle of, the Lord is here for you. Amen. And the Lord is here right now today to deal with any situation we got going on, and to deal with anything that we have a need of. Amen. And so this morning, I'm just going to take a few minutes here, and I'm just going to let you sit in the idea that the Lord is here for you. This woman was in the synagogue 18 years. 18 years she suffered. But it says that that day that the Lord called her, it says that he laid hands on her, and immediately she was healed. And I want you to know that with any situation you got going on, all you have to do is give it to God right now. Amen. I want you to know that where you're at in life right now, all you got to do is make sure that you're giving your heart over to the Lord. Amen. Because as you open up your heart to Jesus, he's always going to make a move towards you. Amen. And when you're ready for it, the Lord is ready to move on your behalf. Amen. And I want you to know that God never fails us, and he never leaves us short-handed. Amen. He always settles in on us. Amen. So I'm just asking the presence of the Lord to be upon you right now, to be touching you and to be ministering to you. And I'm just asking God to move amongst us right now and make sure that he's moving and touching us, and that he's moving on our behalf right now. Amen. I want to just set an atmosphere for a minute. And I just want to pray for a minute. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know every need that's in this place this morning. God, you know every need that needs touch this morning. Father, you know where your people are, God. You know who they're searching for, Father. Some of them are searching for a church home. Some of them are just searching for more of you, Father God. Some of them are just looking to know, God, that you are here with them, Father. And Lord, I want you to know, God, that we just want them to know that your presence is right here available to each and every one of them. Amen. Lord, some people are suffering from sickness right now, Father God. And I want you to them to know that your healing power is being released even now as we're sitting here. Some of them have pain, and I want you to want them to know that right now you're dealing with that pain, and some of them are recovering from sickness, Father God, but they still have some symptoms left. And God, I just thank goodness that right now you're dealing with those symptoms, amen? And you're dealing with what's out there. And so right now, Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you just reach out and touch people, Father God, and that you just bring them into a place of change, Father God. And Lord, I thank you for it in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, with that being said, and with the presence of God still here, is there anybody here who wants me to pray with them concerning anything this morning? If you have a prayer request and you want me to be in agreement with you, then just come up here, and I tell you what, that we're just going to pray in agreement, and the Lord's going to help. Amen. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just put Braden before you, Father God. And Lord, we just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into Braden, Father God. And Lord, we just put him before you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And Lord, we just pray for Kim's husband. He fell and his multiple breaks in his arm. And God, we believe right now, Father God, that you are healing him, Father God. We thank you for this emergency surgery, Father God, but we thank you that you're going to take care of all side effects and symptoms, Father, and Lord, that you are just healing him, Father God, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, we pray for Tyler, Father God, that during his deployment, Father God, that him and his company would have peace, that they'd have your protection, Father God, and your hand would just be upon him during this time, Father God. And Lord, we thank you, God, for keeping him safe. And Father God, we thank you for our military in general, Father God, and all that has done and it has done over the years to keep us protected and to keep us safe. And Father, we just thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to thank each and every one of you for being here today, and I just want to thank you for who you are and that you just keep the pursuit of the Lord up in your life. Amen. Make sure that you keep pursuing Jesus because he's in pursuit of you. Amen. And he wants to help you with every portion of your life, and so we're just thankful for it, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.